Teresa, hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes.
I'm from Geelong and we proudly built the Christmas tree.
Oh, you've sent me an email.
I certainly have.
Hanlon
yes.
Industries.
Correct.
How long did it take you to build it?
It didn't take that long, actually. It took around about 8 weeks ago we started the manufacture of the tree. So we received from Creative Productions the design concept and the brief. And we did the engineering, we had team work across that, and then we had our manufacturing team manufacture it here in North Geelong.
So what's it made of?
It's made of steel. It's a steel structure,
yeah.
Obviously. And look, as far as steel goes, it is quite a beautiful structure. And then it's perforated steel on the outside, and then there's about 11,000 aluminium discs all up and down the tree. The stars are made out of steel, and it's designed so that during the day it has the reflection of our beautiful bay and the changing sky, the sun, and then at night, I can agree with your previous call as I have had a bit of a sneak preview of it lit up at night, and it is something beautiful.
Well, how is it illuminated? You got lights on the inside or the outside of it?
So exactly. So there was another external company. They're Australian lighting specialists, and they have come in. It's got about 400 metres or 500 metres of LED lighting all the way through it and around all of the stars. And there's an app that can be downloaded from the Geelong City Council, and the lighting show is synchronised to music. So you can listen to that and watch the beauty of our fantastic new Christmas tree.
What's the music?
I'm tipping it would be Christmas music, Neil, but I haven't actually heard that.
And when does it actually fire up and work?
So it's been put into position this morning, so that's generated a lot of excitement. And then Friday night is the official opening, and there's been lots of invitations across social media and traditional media for everyone to come down and see it switched on at 8:15 on Friday evening.
So did your company design it as well, or you just build it to somebody else's design?
So it's been designed by Creative Productions. They interviewed about 9 Geelong companies that they thought would have had the capabilities to do it. We were apparently the last one that they interviewed, and as they said to us, we got the vibe as soon as we met my husband Paul and my son Tom. They knew that we could do it, and we have been able to do it, and very proudly so. We've had about 25 of our guys work across it in that 8-week period, and yeah, they've been really excited. It's been a really great project to work on.
You tell us how much?
No.
Didn't think so.